us to thy glorious throne. Raise us to thy glorious throne. Raise us to thy glorious throne.
Welcome. Isn't it great to be in church and just sing Christmas carols? I just remember last year, it was just such a bummer, you know, it just didn't feel right. It just wasn't Christmas, and, you know, you couldn't gather with your family like you used to, and couldn't see friends, and couldn't visit loved ones in hospitals and nursing homes. So we've got a lot to be thankful for, so bow your heads and just thank the Lord with me. God, we're just grateful for this beautiful time of year when we can, we celebrate Christmas every day. Every day's Christmas when you're a Christian and you know and love the Lord. But yet it's a time when we get together with family and maybe friends that we haven't seen for a while. So we pray just your anointing upon us this morning, that we could be lights to the world. Because that's the only reason we're here, is to be lights for you, O Lord. We ask your blessing upon the remainder of their service, Jesus. Amen.
How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows. Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my Jesus heals the 10 lepers. And when you look at all that they were healed from and set free from, that really is no different than us in all that he has healed us from. They were made clean, and we have been made clean. Their entire lives and their entire identities were changed in a single moment when Jesus transformed them and healed them. But only one came back and thanked Jesus. And I think we can learn by the way that that one leper came back. I'm just going to read it real quick. It says, I'm skipping over the part where they say, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when Jesus saw them, he said, go, show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. And this is how he praised him. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. This wasn't a little, you know, coming back and like, thanks, Jesus, for healing me. This man's life was completely transformed. He was outcast. He had lost everything, and now it was given back to him. But the greatest thing wasn't the healing that he got. It was the healer. And he got the healer because he came back to him and because he came back and praised him. And that was the difference between the one and the other nine that didn't return. But how much more have we been cleansed and have we been healed than of one sickness? So may we praise Jesus in this way together this morning, because he has done an amazing work. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared, the grave has no claim. Death, and it has lost its grip over each and every one of us, all because of you, Jesus, and your authority and your power and your love and your mercy, God. Your name, Jesus, is more powerful than anything we can face in this world. And so we praise you and we love you because you first loved us. Amen.
So, Father, we praise you for the power that you have displayed in Jesus, for the love that you have displayed in Jesus, for the grace that you have displayed in Jesus, and for the peace that you have provided for us through him. Father, would you open our hearts, Lord, to hear from you as we would hear, Lord, the testimony of others here in the service as the children would go. May they hear from you as the Savior and Deliverer. Father, may we encounter you. Thank you for these moments of worship. Thank you for these moments to declare what is true and to praise you and to lift high your name. We thank you. We glorify you. We ask you to speak to us in these moments in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Before you're seated, and before the children would go, last week we read from Acts 2, 42 to 47, and I want to read from that passage one more time because that's going to be our theme for this morning again. And so as you would are standing, you're standing in honor of the word of God is the reason. And so Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47 says that they, the early church, those 3,000 who received Christ at Pentecost, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his written word. You may be seated. And the children, before you go, children need to listen very close to me because you are not going to the fellowship hall for children's church. So it's going to be a little different this morning. So Miss Steph is out in the entryway. You need to find Miss Steph and not go anywhere until you have found Miss Steph and follow her. So at this time, the children, kindergarten through sixth grade, would be dismissed for children's church. Find Miss Steph out in the entryway. All right, as they are going, the message today is going to be a little different. I alluded to that a little earlier, but it's going to be a little different this morning. Last week, I preached on up, in, and out, the rhythms of up, in, and out explained. And today, we're going to take some time to have the rhythms of up, in, and out illustrated. So we talked about those rhythms of the early church and what would be the rhythms of a healthy church. Today we're going to illustrate what that looks like through some personal testimonies and personal examples in a kind of panel discussion this morning. And so for those of you who are like, what in the world is up, in, and out?
As we would go through this morning in this panel discussion, I'm going to basically recap last week's message as we go. So you're not sitting there going, I have no context for what he's talking about and what these people are talking about up there. So if you're wondering, just hold on. You'll get it as we go and make our way through. And for those who have heard this already, it'll be a review. But what we really want to do, we really feel like the Lord is leading us towards a strategy, this vision of missional small groups. And so last week took some time to explain what that looks like and how these rhythms are practiced of up, in, and out rhythms in a missional small group, but also in our large church gathering. And this morning, I want you to hear some testimonies of people who have been kind of on the journey already to get it illustrated for you so you're not just listening to me. So if a few folks would come, so come on up and grab a chair. I'll introduce each of you as you come on up. And I'm going to serve kind of as a moderator slash speaker this morning. And so we have four folks who are going to be sharing this morning. We have Isabel here, and Sue, and Brad, and Jake coming as well. So, all right. So as we go here this morning, we have a discussion here with two individuals from two groups. So Isabel and Jake have been in a young adult missional small group, and Sue and Brad have been in a discipleship group that we'll talk about has been transitioning a little bit towards becoming a missional small group. So we want to take some time this morning for you to be able to hear from them some of their experiences as I would be able to share. I have to say, I am looking forward to this. You may be going, this doesn't feel like Sunday morning, but I think God has some really, really neat stuff to be able to encourage our hearts with and show us as we would see something that's been in Scripture. It is in Scripture, the rhythms of a healthy church, but to hear it firsthand from those who have been on the journey. Okay? So we're going to just, the microphone is the talking stick this morning. So when you have the talking stick, you can talk. All right. That was a bad joke, apparently. All right, so we're going to start here. In this journey of a missional small group, we're going to start with Jake and Isabel. So you were part of starting a missional small group right from the beginning. You had this desire, this motivation to do it, and you've been at it for about a year or so in various time frames for both of you. But if you would share just a little bit with everyone, what prompted you, what motivated you to want to start a missional small group?
So with our group, I mean, we've all, I guess, hung out with each other for quite a while, so we've had a strong bond between all of us, and we went to these teachings in Aliquippa, and they were kind of teaching us how to, like, be missional, and, like, to be on mission in your everyday life, and we were like, oh, this is pretty cool, and so we brought it back, and we gathered everyone and kind of talked about what was going on, and we were kind of all on the same page, like, yeah, let's be on mission in our everyday life. And so we've all done, like, the traditional small groups, but we wanted something more where we would kind of encourage and equip one another to go out into our own lives, because we all have our own things going on, and and doing this, like, I lost my train of thought. Okay, so being on mission, I got to refer to my notes now. And kind of thing, like, Joel Repick was kind of the guy leading it, and kind of saying, like, if we're to be on mission, like, we aren't supposed to be doing it alone. And so you need, like, this strong...